2. Desperate times demand desperate measures. Getting past the shock and getting your spouse back. I closed the door of my therapy office, and my new client took a seat on the couch. She immediately burst into tears, sobbing quietly as she rocked back and forth. Several minutes and 4 tissues later, she finally composed herself and told me her story.
"I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I never dreamed I'd be sitting with a Christian psychologist talking about my marriage. My friends, people at church, and my family will be amazed to find out Bill and I are having problems. Everybody thinks we have the model marriage. I thought we had the model marriage. Last Wednesday night, after the kids were in bed, Bill turned the television off and said he had something to tell me. I knew when he turned the television off, it was serious. He looked me right in the eyes and said, 'I don't love you anymore.'" She began crying again, harder this time.
There are no words more painful to hear from your spouse than "I don't love you anymore." As she cried, I thought about all the clients I've worked with who suddenly found themselves in the same situation. Without warning, you discover you are no longer lovable. You are being unceremoniously dumped by the person who promised to love you and live with you forever. It's not forever yet, is it? "I don't love you anymore" is an epidemic. My client is not experiencing a unique, exceptional circumstance. The "I don't love you anymore" nightmare is an epidemic sweeping across America and the world. Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of married persons' lives and relationships are being ripped apart with these 5 simple words. And sad to say, the numbers for Christian and non-Christian couples aren't very different. Being married to a Christian and attending church do not guarantee your partner's love will make it to the marital finish line. The partner who no longer loves you will break the bad news in a variety of ways. The basic message, however, is the same. It's over, and I want out. Here are the most popular statements used to end a marriage. "I don't love you anymore." "We've grown apart." "I never loved you." "I felt pressured to marry you." "We are 2 different persons." "Persons just can't change." "I feel trapped." "I need space." "I need to find myself." "It's not you, it's me." "I'm just not good for you." "I'm so bored with my life and our relationship." "You're not intellectually challenging." "I've grown beyond you." "I'm having a midlife crisis." "I love you like a brother or a sister." "I love you as the parent of our children." "I love you, but I'm not in love with you." "I don't love you the way a spouse should love you." "I think God wants me to be happy." "It's better for the kids because our bad marriage is hurting them." All these marriage-ending statements are cop-outs, rationalizations, and outright lies, not to mention insulting, unbiblical, dishonoring to God, and just plain stupid. The problem is, the person laying these ridiculous comments on you actually believes them, which makes them even more devastating to the hearer. The hearer's response usually sounds something like this: "I had no idea this was coming. No idea at all."